Welcome back to this already, the final segment of today's Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. You know, we're doing a regular feature here on financial coaching and really looking at the sports and entertainment arena with Chris Kidd. He's with ChrisKidd.com and Chris Kidd Enterprises. Kidd is spelled K-I-D-D, so if you go check it out, ChrisKidd.com. Make sure you add that extra D. Chris, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
It's good to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about kind of things you do for people when it comes to helping them with their financial situations.
Well, there's really three areas I really focus on, and one is personal finance, handling your finances and having good money management habits. Two is investing, because to build wealth, you have to learn how to make your money work. And then three is entrepreneurship, because I believe that just about everybody needs to own their own business in one form or another, whether it's, a mega business or, just something small on the side. If no other reason, at least for tax purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Tell us about your guest today.
My guest today is David Chapman, and he's the founder and CEO of 919 Marketing, and he handles a lot of PR and branding for all kinds of companies. So good to have you on, David.
Well, great. Thank you for having me.
What is that website to get started, 919marketing.com?
It is indeed, 919marketing.com.
Awesome. Kind of give us your elevator speech to get us started.
Sure. We are a content marketing agency, national in scope. We've been named one of the top 200 fastest-growing marketing companies in the United States by Inc. 2 years in a row now, and we work with a slew of national companies that want to improve their brand image and many times use public relations to elevate their brand nationally and in local markets as well.
Awesome. Chris?
Well, how did you get into this industry? Because I know that you've got a background, doing several different things before this, and they kind of called you the madman of marketing.
My background is I worked for the world's largest advertising agency for almost a decade. And then decided to start on my own, to your earlier point of becoming an entrepreneur. I'd always wanted to go my own way, and I thought that was the right time to do it. So I started my company in Raleigh, North Carolina. And as running 919, I've operated as a virtual CEO for a couple other companies in the past. While I was at 919, with clients that hired us and ended up needing someone to sort of take a more senior role in looking at their marketing efforts. So, yeah, you're right. I have done a number of things, but they've all been within the marketing arena for sure.
What kind of differentiates you from other firms, would you say?
The thing that differentiates us, and as I mentioned earlier, when I was operating as a virtual CEO for a couple different small startup firms, I found that many agencies in the PR arena and social media arena didn't really want to talk about the numbers. And as both of you know, I mean, when you're running a business and you're investing money, you want to know what the ROI is going to be, or at least what the expectation of the ROI is going to be. So what really sets us apart is, I mean, our 919 marketing, we make the numbers work for you, is really sort of our differentiator, because we want to create a program right up front to where we know exactly what the ROI is going to be for the client, so they know, and more importantly, we both know sort of how we're doing.
Are there particular industries that gravitate towards what you do, in terms of clients?
Yeah, not really. I mean, we go from Golden Corral to Papa Murphy's Pizza to Grey Clips in Wisconsin. I mean, we're all over the map, all over the United States, with different companies and different brands and different sizes. I mean, we worked with the Rosetta Stone when it was a fairly small company, and now it's a publicly traded company, as you know. So it's all over the board. It's just anyone that really wants to be able to grow their business using media relations and then social media.
Yeah, speaking of Golden Corral, I know that you work with a couple guys that we had on our show a while back, Ty Hill and James Butler, a couple of ex-pro football players that
right.
teamed up, and they've got some Golden Corral franchises now. And you also work with the Don Shula family.
Right.
How do you normally approach? Or do they just come to you? How do you normally get to your clients?
Well, we sort of eat our own dog food. We actually do PR on ourselves. We also go to shows. And like any business, referrals are a large part of our business, and that's the case certainly with a lot of our clients, where people talk, and they ask who are you using and, you know, how you feel about it. I mean, we've got a really good client out in Arizona that is a really great brand champion for us and talks us up to a lot of different people as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have clients that are specifically into sports arena?
That are into sports arena?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a company, actually a Florida-based company called I-9 Sports. That's a kids' sports league, and it's sort of the antithesis of you know, with all the stuff going on with concussions and kids. I-9 Sports is a very different breed in that they don't allow kids to play tackle football, and they do away with headers and soccer and things like that. So. And my background is I used to work, I've done work with the PGA Tour, with the NBA, NFL, Olympics, so my background's pretty rich in sports.
Yeah, very good. Go ahead there, Chris.
But do you ever have to do, put out some fires? And I know a big part of PR and managing a brand is, you know, keeping it clean and, you know, dealing in business, everything's great until you got to deal with people, right? So. You know, stuff happens, and, you know, whether it's legitimate things or the way that something is presented, either in the news or accusations or something like that, or what comes up, do you do any kind of damage control?
Oh yeah, I mean that's sort of the unspoken part of what we do for a living. I mean, I think we earn our money as much for media that people don't get as the media as they do get. Oddly enough, I mean we work with folks in the in-home care industry and other industries where, you know, some really sort of unfortunate things happen. I mean, there's a company that we used to work with in the in-home care company for seniors where one of the caregivers was accused of stealing something from the elderly person who happened to have dementia. So, you know, they comes to find out they really didn't steal it, but, you know, it got to be this really hot topic because a big deal was made out of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times what people pay us to do is to help minimize or, in a better sense, to help eliminate or to have a crisis what we call a crisis management plan in place to have it to where when something does happen, whether you have 100 locations around the country or not, you know, everyone knows exactly what to do when it happens, so so you sort of stay out of harm's way as much as possible.
David Chapman, he's been our guest. He's with 919marketing.com. He's our guest today of Chris Kidd, chriskidd.com. That's K-I-D-D. And love the great series you're doing. And I know in the last few days we sent some more interesting interviews for the weeks to come, continuing to bring some really quality guests for us. I want to wrap it up with about a minute left.
Yeah, it's... You know, definitely a big thing to have the, you know, like you said, have your brand kept clean, so to speak, and to have somebody there who can and kind of do the damage control and stuff. How important would you say that it is, or how devastating can it be from, you know, just a couple accusations if you don't have somebody like you, you know, to get your back?
30 seconds, David.
It could end your business. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and people need to make sure that they don't even get to that point, which is why you need to have reputation management through your social media. Thanks so much to both of you gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
When we come back tomorrow, much more for you. Do want to remind you, best content here shows up over there at usdailyreview.com. While there, like it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter. I'm Kevin Price. Have a great day. Spend it right here.